roof, hear me? CJ?
Yeah.
Hey man, I wanted to talk to you. I want to tell you that yesterday or last night, man, I had been drinking. And when I saw you today, man, I knew that I loved you as a brother, man. I'm sorry for hurting you, man. Okay, now, I wanted to tell you that at the temple, but you seem to be so down on me or something like that. I wouldn't hurt you for nothing, man, really, if you want to know the truth. I'm not saying it because I'm afraid. You know that I'm not afraid of anything, but hey man, you're like my brother. And I'm not out to hurt you.
Well, you
I gotta stay here until I get my dealing work completed, man. I'm trying to hustle up money now to get it done. I'm gonna have to go into LA and maybe I can do some body work there until I can get it done. I am nobody's traitor. I just can't do nothing against you. If you need me at any given time, wherever I am, you contact me, whether it's financially or any other kind of way.
But you,
man,
you're
I'm not trying to...
Let me you understand this.
What's that?
You're messing with what I love dearly.
Hey, man,
you're
look,
messing with this principle, with this cause, with everything that we stand for here.
Yeah, I mean...
And you're making a complete ass of yourself in the meantime.
Hey, man, I was drinking, man. I was drinking last night, yesterday. I was just so disgusted. It was pathetic. And I don't think there's anybody with him more than I am. But, hey, man, it's just so much aggravation. But I'm going to go on, but I don't want to come back, really. I don't feel up to it. Not, I don't know, man. But anyway, I'm not against you, none of you in any way. I'll do whatever I can to help you.
I do think that you ought to consider communicating what sorrow you have to Father, really, because indeed... you know, you've insulted him more than you've insulted me or anyone else.
I consulted him, huh?
You've insulted him.
How that? I don't understand what you mean.
I'm saying that we have something that we are willing to die for here.
Well,
you
hey, man,
have told us that you don't give a damn about it.
No, it ain't nothing like that. I'm positive of that because even out here now, I still can't help but think of him and... Hey, man, I'm just waiting, man. I just can't. I'm just telling you the truth.
Well, you're certainly not communicating that to you.
Well, I mean, it's probably... CJ, if you understood me, I don't think that you would really condemn me. Hey, man, I just don't like a lot of aggravation, and they caught me at the wrong time, and I had drank some wine because it's just too much aggravation. I didn't feel like fixing that car yesterday, but... They gave me permission to fix it, and I was trying to save some money there. I don't want any trouble. That's the reason I say, I got to stay in L.A. until January the 5th and come back, and I got to get this deal with done before I go any place.
So when are you going to L.A.?
Well, I'll probably go to L.A. tomorrow sometime, whenever I get up enough money. I'm trying to get up enough now. I don't have anything. I don't have money. I don't have nothing. I don't even have nothing about it either, man. I mean, I got... $12 out of Debbie's purse last night, which I'm going to give that back to her. Just so I was trying to hustle up there to get away from here. I called Alaska to have some money sent to L.A., and it may be there by the time I get there because, man, I just don't want to...
Cleve, I'm going to say this to you. And I'm going to say this because, well, I don't really think that I ought to say it, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Father is the most loving being on this planet.
Man, I don't think nobody loves him more than I do.
Now, the thing is, whatever provisions you needed, they would have been made for you. But no one had a chance to talk with you, man. You chose to act like an ass.
I drank. I was mad at you when I came in there yesterday.
You wasn't drunk upstairs.
No. When I came up there last night? Yes, I was. I had been drinking. I'd been drinking real heavy. I drank almost a bottle of wine and some brandy. And I had drank something yesterday, too, when I was working on the van because I was so disgusted, man. I needed a lift or something because I didn't even feel like working on that darn thing. And it upset my nervous system. That's when I was out there just alone. I didn't want to be bothered. And when I shouldn't have drank it, but I did. And I'm sorry for it because it just created a lot of hell, which I wouldn't have normally did. And, man, when I saw you this morning, you just don't know how I felt towards you. I wanted to apologize. I wanted to put my arms around you because you were like a brother to me. I didn't know I really felt that way about you until I looked at you and thought that I had hurt at you. And man, it hurt me in my heart, no shit.
No, you hurt the cause more than you hurt me.
I hurt the shit out of you.
I'm going to say, as far as I'm concerned, you know, you angered me to the point that I'm being held back now by the cause, by a father, by folk here.
Uh-huh.
You understand that? So, I don't know, man. I don't know what to say to you other than right now, even, I'm trying to, on their behalf, on a cause behalf, to be rational with you. And the only reason, doggone, I'm into this is because you need to give yourself that opportunity. You know, you really need to give yourself that opportunity. And you've shitted on everything that I believe in, everything that we believe in. And I don't know what to tell you, man, other than you're going to have to do something tall in order to get yourself in order. Because ain't nothing else happening nowhere.
Well, you know,
ain't nothing else happening nowhere.
I mean, I'll just go on and do what I can from out here to help you guys out. And if anything should go wrong, you can always bet that I'll be with you. And I would like to know, can you forgive me for what I've done? I'm sorry, man. That's all I can say, really.
Well, I don't have no forgiveness of my own to give, please. My satisfaction would come out of your being, how would you say, what you should be as far as this principle, this cause, this work is concerned. You understand? You shitted on that, not me. And you know, that comes before me. So this is where your apologies belong.
They belong to who?
They belong to Father. They belong to everyone that's a part of this world.
Well, I couldn't get to see Father or anything. What should I do, write or something from where I am?
Well, I would suggest that you attempt somehow to communicate with
you. Suggest that I do what?
Yeah, I would suggest that you write it. I really would. I would suggest that you do something to try and communicate other than the bullshit you've communicated since yesterday.
Well, you think you can forgive me for hurting you?
I'm saying to you, man, I'm not in this at all. You understand? I'm not where I ought to be for you. But I know this, that you and your actions, you've been against everything that I'm trying to live for, that I'm trying to struggle for. You understand what I mean? So, the thing is, as far as my anger goes, my anger is based on the fact that you chose to threaten what my daughter, what your daughter, what all of the elderly people, all of the children here need and are depending on for survival. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all of those old bullshit ain't nothing. We are fighting for our dear lives in this nation. We're fighting for everything. And doggone it, I'm not going to stand by and let you, let my companion, let nobody destroy it. You understand what I'm saying? So you can't call me aside and apologize to me. Your apology belongs to the whole group, to Father first.
Okay, well, hey man, look here. As far as life is concerned, I really don't give a damn about it. I don't care about what happens to me, period, really. I'm not afraid.
Well, you care about your daughter.
Huh?
You care about your daughter.
Well,
you know how, what the hell you can get.
I love my child, and I feel like that y'all not going to be cooperative and let me see her or anything like this. But anyway, I still won't cause you any trouble or anything, man. But I just want to go on.
Don't paint no pictures, please.
Don't take no what?
Because as I said once before, Father is the most loving human being on the face of this earth.
Uh-huh.
And if you get yourself together, if you prove yourself together, doggone it, I'm not in a position to speak for him, but doggone it, you know how forgiving and how loving he is. And you know that the whole thing that we've gone through has been, first of all, for you to get you together. But you chose to shit on that. And you chose to shit on that at a cost to us.
No, I just wanted y'all to leave me alone. That's all. I'm trying to work and help you, but you just can't understand it. I just don't want you to bother me. And I'm not a violent type of person. If I hadn't been drinking, I would have done what I feared. But anyway, the only thing I ask is just to leave me alone. I can handle any situation. Man, I don't need nobody pushing me around.
Yeah, well, don't hang around here, huh? All right? Just don't hang around the church, okay?
What?
Don't hang around the church.
Well, I mean, can I get my things from the valley?
I'm in a position to give you any response on whatever. fact, you know, it's been requested that you leave town.
Well, I can't leave until my demo work is completed. Now, this is just it. I have to stay here until my demo work is completed. Now,
when is that?
I don't know. Whenever the doctor finishes it, I'm at Dr. Fusion. Deborah knows where it is. There's a demo card on her address, and she knows where the dental office is. And I ain't going no place. Now, understand me, until this is finished, I'm not afraid on the streets, and I'm not trying to hurt nobody. But I will fight if I'm attacked the next time, but I don't want to. I don't want to hurt nobody, man. I'm telling you the truth.
Well, you stay away from here. I tell you that much. I can say that on my own. You understand that, don't you?
Well, I mean, now I have to come back until I get my things from up in the valley. So, I mean, just make that arrangement and then I won't have any reason to come back.
I don't have nothing to do with that.
But you can find out, your counselor.
The thing is, I'm saying, don't hang around at me.
Well, don't threaten me, CJ. I didn't call for that.
I'm not threatening you. I'm just letting you know, you understand, where I'm at.
Well, I mean, now I have to come back until I get my
things. You have a justifiable argument on your behalf as to what your needs are regarding your dental thing, etc. so forth. I'm not in a position to make no decisions on any of that, but I know how I feel personally about, you know, about the whole damn shit. You have shitted on everything, man, dear to me. That's all right. Only thing I can think about.
Yeah, well, if you guys just give me my things,
Yeah, well, at this point, we're wasting energy, because I don't have nothing to do with it. I can't do anything about it.
But you can find out about it, can't you?
I think that it's up to you to make the first move, man.
Okay, well, what you want me to do?
Well, the first move really should be to get yourself away from here as you were instructed.
No, I can't leave now until I get my things and my dental work fixed. Now, I understand this. I did this before.
The other thing that you should do is put in writing, I think, and make it clear where you are, what your head, what's in your head, and just generally how you feel about things. I do feel that would be in order. And aside from that, I don't know what else to tell you, man.
Okay, brother, well, look here, thank you very much. And like I say, I'm not going any place until everything is completed here. I can't, not this time, until I have everything in order. Because it cost me $200 more, $192 for my dental work.
Where are you located now? Where
huh?
Are you at? Where are you now?
Where am I at?
Is that telephone number can reach you at?
Yeah.
Now, what is that number?
864-864-9324. It's a telephone booth.
9324.
Uh-huh.
Is that near where you live?
Huh?
Is that near where you live?
Well, it's not 24. About 3 blocks from there.
Well, you won't be there. I won't be able to reach you there later tonight or not.
Well, I'll wait here if you're going to call back.
I'm not giving you that promise. I just wanted to know how to reach you, that's all.
Which what?
I just wanted to know how to reach you. I ain't giving you that promise.
Okay, well, if you call back here, I'll just stick around here. I ain't got nothing else to do. If you can help me out any, I'll just stick here. Is it okay?
Ain't nothing I can do, man. I'm suggesting that what you do is important.
Okay.
Now, of course, I'm going to report this conversation. And if any decisions are to be made, if anything else is to be cited based on the report and all, well, then others might want to contact you. That's the only reason we're getting this number.
Well, I mean, look here, could you contact me in L.A. then?
Yeah, well, where to reach you in L.A.?
Well, I mean, you can call there, Colette. I mean, I should be there tomorrow sometime.
Tomorrow sometime, okay.
Yeah, call me at L.C.'s. I'll go by there and wait, I mean, for you to call me, okay?
Why would you put L.C. in that position, man?
Well, I ain't in no position. I have no place to go, man. I
gotta
go someplace until I leave.
Well, don't you have another brother or sister you can
I don't have
to
nobody, it? Man. And you're trying to take all I got. It's my only brother I got, man.
Hmm.
And you're not putting me in
position.
What's
L.C.'s number, man? Huh? What's L.C.'s number?
299-2551. Now, I have to go there because this is the only friend I got, man.
2551.
Yeah. And I ain't bringing no hassle to you. I just don't have no place to go and no money, that's all. Because I donated all my money.
Okay, well, look, I'm going to have to run on, huh?
Okay, and thanks very much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you later.